check out the Radio EcoShock website. We're at ecoshock.org.
Did you know that cities are actually much more polluting than we thought? And we find this out from the international environmental journalist Stephen Leahy. He's been a guest on Radio EcoShock before. It's been a while. Stephen, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Alex.
So you've got a new article in National Geographic, and it's about cities. Tell us what you're talking about.
Well, cities have a focus on trying to meet the climate challenges of the Paris Climate Agreement, and so they've been looking at their emissions. And a brand new study looked at how much emissions come from the products and services they consume and they obtain from outside their borders. So food, electronics, you know, all the kind of stuff we buy when we're in a city comes from other places, not usually made in the city. So what are all the emissions involved when you look at all the stuff that's imported into a city? That turns out to be pretty substantial. About 60% of a city's emissions come from outside the city. And that's a new number in the sense that cities have been working on trying to reduce their emissions, but they haven't been accounting for their consumption emissions. So this means that their emissions are actually 60% larger.
And you got this from a conference that you attended?
Yeah, it's the IPCC Cities Conference. It's the first time the scientists, the city planners, the urbanites, the members of civil society all to get together to talk about how cities can play a key role in the climate fight.
And I guess it's no surprise, but I read in your article that a city in India might be putting out the pollution, and we think from our viewpoint, well, gee, it's terrible, the pollution in India, but that is our pollution when we buy the products that were made in that city.
That's right. We're in the rich countries offshoring our pollution and our carbon emissions.
And I think the other key thought that I found from your article is something we all know, but we don't want to talk about, and that is that mass transit is good, putting in LEDs is good, any kind of energy saving is good, but it's not going to be enough. Really, we just have to stop shopping. We have to consume less.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's probably the first time I heard some leading public figures, like mayors, including the mayor of Edmonton, saying that Canadians need to consume less if we're going to meet the climate challenge. And for that matter, the climate scientists who are part of the IPCC are also saying the same thing. And in fact, going as far as saying that the current economic system that's based on growth and consumption has to be overturned.
And I mean, this is a striking blow in another sense, in that cities have been taking the leadership role. A lot of countries have fallen apart on their climate planning and not really delivered much, but cities really are trying to green up.
Yeah, they are. For instance, Oslo has got a target of 35% reduction in its emissions by 2020 from a 1990 baseline, which is way ahead of pretty well any other country. They're just about there because they've actually have, along with their finance budget, they have a climate budget where every year they ratchet down their emissions as part of their normal business. But they haven't yet addressed the consumption emissions. And when I talked to the city officials there, they said, yes, we are aware of the problem, and we know that, you know, Oslo and Norway generally has a very large consumption footprint, and they're going to address it in the coming years.
What else are you working on these days, Stephen?
I'm working on an article about water, which is related to the fact that we offshore our water as well. So when you're buying an orange in Toronto or New York, you're actually buying about 80 liters of water from some other country. And this is part of the problem that Cape Town is having. Everybody's hearing about their possibility of a major city running out of water in the near future. Well, one of the issues there is Cape Town is the center of the South African wine industry, and they export 400 million liters of wine. And that means they're exporting all the water it took to grow and process that wine. And South Africa is a very dry country, so this is a major use of their limited water resources for an export crop. So that's one of the reasons why Cape Town is running out of water.
Well, this is something you do have expertise in. Your 2014 book was Your Water Footprint, the shocking facts about how much water we use to make everyday products. And there we go. We can tie that right back into the cities. When we buy things, there's a lot of water involved.
Yeah, absolutely. Astonishing amounts of water. And that's something we're going to have to address. I mean, in other words, should countries that have quite dry climates be exporting enormous amounts of their water in the form of products?
There's a wild guy in New York, the Church of Stop Shopping, with Billy Talon. And right now, he seems like sort of a fringe guy. And I think in 10 years' time, or pretty soon now, he's going to become somebody we all want to hear about, because the Church of Stop Shopping is where it's at. If we're going to actually change the carbon footprint, and your report kind of shows this, your article shows this, that we've got to count all of the pollutions of everything we buy.
Yeah, absolutely, because it's a false economy if you're not counting at all. I mean, the physics of climate doesn't allow any fudges. But the other thing that was emphasized at the city's IPC conference was making these reductions in emissions and consumption isn't going to make our lives worse. It will make our lives a lot better. So, for instance, within cities, when they reduce the amount of, let's say, car traffic to get their emissions down from transportation, then the air quality improves, the walkability of cities improve, they generally become nicer places to live. And there's a very strong understanding that even by reducing our consumption, we will be happier and better off. It's going to take a time to make that transition, because we're sort of used to that we get our happiness from buying stuff, but in fact we get our happiness from doing things together.
Yeah, instead of shopping, maybe we could get together, have some sort of, you know, interplay and talk with one another. I could see that this could work out better. Some people have gone for voluntary simplicity already. And that's the way of the future if we want to keep a climate that isn't going to heat us out and storm us out and stress us out.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, simple things like Paris is actually encouraging the French to go vegetarian as part of their climate plan.
Wow, that's a brave move against the French farmers.
That's right.
So what's your website, Stephen? How can people follow what you're doing?
I'm at stephenleahy.net.
And that's Stephen with a P-H and L-E-A-H-Y. Thank you so much for talking with us today on Radio EcoShock.
You're more than welcome.
Radio EcoShock.